813, I love U.S. Americans because they find a, I mean, there are a million ways to make money in this country. And once again, these people have pretty well, I guess, raced this product to market. They got it here as fast as they could.
Uh-huh.
But an enterprising American has now come up with underwear that is imprinted in metallic ink so it can be read by the scanners that have the text of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution on it. That's the one about the unreasonable search and seizure.
There you go.
So if you want to go ahead and just make the TSA person angry, challenge them, if you will, throw the gauntlet down, there you are.
Yeah. And what about the pursuit of happiness one? Because, you know, patted down doesn't make me happy.
No, I understand. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, they have any number of versions. They have just the standard T-shirt, small, medium, large, and extra large and double X for you people who have a lot more to hide. And then, of course, they have the underwear for women. And then they have another one for children that I think basically has different wording on it, not having to do with the Fourth Amendment, that basically would be their version of why are you looking at this. And so,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So anyway, so it's out there and it's available for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, have the boss walk in on you looking at those online.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing. All right, a brewery in Holland has created a beer just for dogs. Because after all, Ashley's here. Have you ever known anybody whose dog was named Fido? Have you ever known anybody?
I have known dogs named
have
Fido.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Do people apologize when they name their dog Fido? I wonder.
They don't. They think it's cool.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, because because like you just said, Scott. I mean, do you know any dogs named Fido? Yeah. So actually, where you think it's a common name, it's probably quite unique.
Yeah. That's anyway.
Because it's so common.
I still think you need to name a dog Kitty just to confuse people.
Sure.
All right. Anyway, ironically, this new beverage is called dog beer. Amazingly enough.
Oh well, that's a stretch.
There you go.
Imagine that's made from beef extracts and malt. It is brewed to be alcohol-free, so you don't have to worry about dog hangovers. Plus, it's just not good for them either. Rover.
Or, don't worry about your dog falling into the moat.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Your dog getting beer goggles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For large dogs, we recommend one bottle a day. The beer is being launched this week throughout Europe, being marketed as a way for dog owners and their pets to enjoy beer together. You know what? The dog doesn't care if the guy dropped the pass in the fourth down. Okay? He just doesn't care. It's not his deal. All right. Anyway, Ashley's here this morning from the Animal Shelter. How are you today?
I'm good.
Wonderful. What's going on?
Well, we are pretty busy the next coming weeks. We have got adoptions out at PetSmart, of course, this weekend.
Sure.
We're also out at Santa's Wonderland. So if you haven't had an opportunity to go out there, of course, that's a really cool thing to do in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it is just such a neat place.
Yeah.
And we are out there with a booth on Saturday and Sunday evenings, both from 6 to 9. So stop by and visit us, and we'll have some pets out there for you to come by and interview with and maybe think about adoption.
But you can't take one home. Right.
Actually doing adoptions at Santa's Wonderland. It's not really the venue for that. We'll have some pets out there available. And if you're interested, you can do the application, and we'll follow up with you on the Monday following that weekend. So we've got that going on. On December 9th, we have a new partnership that we're doing. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is doing their Kept Animal Reception. It's an art show that they've got going right now.
Okay.
And they're doing a reception December 9th from 5 to 7. So the shelter is going to be out there. We'll have some information. We're going to be showcasing some adoptable pets and also the plans for the new building, which are in the process of being put together. But you'll be able to come out and see kind of where we're headed for the new facility. So we're excited about that, to be working with the Arts Council this coming week. If you are down in the downtown Bryan area, the Forsyth Gallery did a trim a tree project this year, and the shelter has a Christmas tree down there. So they're taking votes on the different trees that are decorated down at the Forsyth Gallery. And then I believe they're announcing the winner at First Friday, which is coming up this week as well.
Right.
So lots of stuff going on with us. We have a really cool dog that we want to talk about needing a home. Her name is Shaylee, and she's actually been with us since the middle of September. The staff fell in love with her. She's just she's about 40 pounds, brindle mixed dogs. She's just a sweetheart. Needed some eye surgery, so one of our local vets worked with us in a foster home, got her through the surgery, and she's been through the A&M spay-neuter program. She's pretty energetic, so if you're looking for a couch potato dog, Shaylee is not the one for you.
Okay, she needs to be out and moving around, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but the staff really wanted me to talk about her this morning because we're really pulling to get her a really good home. Coming into the holidays is the perfect time to add a pet to your family, so I want to talk about Shaylee this morning. She will be on our Pet Finder and also on our Facebook today, so you can see pictures of her there or just come by the shelter. Mm-hmm. Headed into the holiday season, folks are traveling. So be sure that your pet has identification. Collar and tag is a really good option. Microchip is a permanent option, so they can't lose that. I know that Branton and Xavier were doing some microchips right up till 6 o'clock last night on some pets that were going home. And so good idea, whether you're traveling with your pet or whether you're leaving your pet at home while you travel, make sure they have identification so we can get them home. And we've got some cold weather coming up, so take precautions for your pets. If they can be inside, that's the best place for them. If not, make sure they can get out of the wet and out of the cold in a dog house or some kind of area that's out of the bad weather. So lots of stuff going on with us.
Okay, and then go to your website.
Website is brazosanimalshelter.org. We're at 2207 Finfeather in Bryan, or you can give us a call at 775-5755.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Right, thank you.
Bet. Visit with the folks from the shelter on Tuesdays is brought to you by the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in the IHOP Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431. Aggie basketball. This is home. Aggie basketball team has a couple of games this week at home, starting first of all with a 7 o'clock game against Stephen F. Austin. That game will tip at 7 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 6:30 that night on the court at Reed. Women's basketball's got a game with Cal. That will be Saturday at 11 a.m. Cal, the opponent, 11 a.m. Saturday morning on the court at Reed. Men's team will take on Pacific that night. The University of Pacific and the Aggies will go at it at 7, our 6:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. One thing that's been happening early on in the beginning of this season is it's being called pretty tight, especially in the area of hand checks. Coach Turgeon addressed that at a press conference and said that the players and the coaches, as well as the officials, will adjust to this as we move deeper into this season. Mark Turgeon.
You know, I think a couple things will happen. One is teams will adjust, and officials will adjust. And but they are definitely trying to let the flow of the let offense flow. And the one that they're calling a lot right now is a hand check, and even if it's just for a second, and I think there'll be some common sense and consistency that goes on with that as we go forward. But I like the recommendations of what they're trying to do. It's happening, all over the country, and we keep talking about adjusting. And a lot of ours is just a little bit of laziness and sloppiness. We're not as drilled as we need to be yet, and that'll help when we get there and get in a little bit better shape and playing shape.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon. The team with a very successful trip this past weekend, going to Orlando for the Old Spice tournament, going 2-1 and getting a big win over a ranked Temple team on Sunday in a hard-fought battle that went down to less than 10 seconds. Aggie Hour tonight, a special edition. Head coach Mike Sherman joins you on the Aggie Hour from 7 until 8. Special edition post-football. We expect Von Miller and Cyrus Gray to join us. We invite you to join us at Wings and More University Drive. Show will be broadcast on WTAW 1620 in the local market, as well as the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
A23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Jordan's here this morning from the Chamber of Commerce. What's going on in your world? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How
good.
Are you doing?
Doing all right. So what you got? I'm sure a list of stuff that's going on.
A list of things going on. In fact, coming up tomorrow on Wednesday, December 1st, we got a deluxe ribbon cutting. And that's with the Jessica Gay Lavender Agency through Farmers Insurance. And she's out there off of Copy Bridge Road. I just say it's easier instead of trying to get directions because people always say Copy Bridge. I say just Google Map it. Put in 4180 Copy Bridge Road.
Okay.
Or Google Jessica Gay Lavender Agency. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's at 4:30 to 5:30. So we want to welcome her to the chamber with her deluxe ribbon cutting. And then coming up, we got a couple things going on next week as well. It's maybe the holiday season, but we don't take the holidays off. We're always going. So business never stops, so we never stop.
There you are.
Tuesday, December 7th, a week from today, we have our next health and wellness luncheon. We've been doing a series of these where we been talking about the healthcare reform, and kind of the first one was an overview of the bill and how it was going to impact you. Well, this one's going to be presented by Scott Lee. He's with the Texas Restaurant Association, but he's also versed in insurance and small business insurance and how that affects. So that's going to be his topic, is
okay,
how this healthcare bill is going to affect the small business. So
mm-hmm.
It kind of goes down from the big view down to the smaller views. It's going to be a really good little session there. So that's next Tuesday. It's a luncheon. It's going to be at Briarcrest Country Club. It goes from 11:45 to 1. RSVP or a ticket is required. It's $20, and we do recommend that you RSVP in advance. You can call us at 260-5200, or you can go on the website, bcschamber.org. And that's thank you to the Physician Center, Texas Health, Trend with Charlin Village Foods for sponsoring that. And then that Thursday, we have our next business after hours, Easterwood Airport. This one's always a fun one. They're always doing new things out there, and John Happ, the director's always got new exciting things to talk about.
Right.
So parking is free. That's always the big question.
Ah,
yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes. Parking is free out there during that time. So that goes 5:30 to 7. You don't have to be a chamber member to come out. It's a networking opportunity. Just chit-chat. And there is a door prize, 2 round-trip tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S.
Oh, that's not bad.
So if that doesn't get you out, I don't know what can. So that's next Thursday, December 9. And one other thing to talk about, we got a deluxe ribbon cutting with Train with Charlie on December 16. So stick that on your calendar. One ribbon cutting to talk about on Friday, Scotty's House on Kent Street at 11:30 in Bryan. So thank you to Atmos Energy for being our Spotlight, Platinum Spotlight member this week. And remember, shop locally.
Yes, sir. It's the most important thing. Thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. We visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.